Ash Hollywood, and you're here with Ashaholics. This is going to be an amazing episode because it's the best threesome ever, and it's all girls. I love girls.
Your favorite. Are amazing.
I have Tiffany Tyler and Sovereign Sire with me. I'm so happy to have Sovereign back.
Hi.
Congratulations on moving closer to me so I can stalk you. I'm going to look through your window. Do you have a tree in your yard?
No, I'm in an apartment, so it'll be actually really easy.
Bring your ladder. So I got really good at my parkour shit. Yeah, a ladder. Do you have a ladder, Tiffany?
No, I don't need a ladder because I'm not short.
Oh, actually, you know what? I know you have a ladder, motherfucker, because you have a ladder story. But that's okay. That's okay.
Wait, I have a ladder story?
Didn't you make an ex come over to your house just to get a ladder down for you?
No, yes. The ex put it up in the first place.
Oh, okay, okay. So we kind of call this a wine and bitch. We're all sitting here with our lovely glasses of wine, having girl talk, and we're pretty much just going to rant, and you guys have to listen to us. So,
what are we ranting about?
Whatever you want. I mean, do you have traffic to rant about? Do you have boys to rant about? Do you have girls to rant about? What's going on in your guys' lives?
I'm pretty fucking zen lately. But
she is pretty zen because you've been taking your yoga training.
I've been doing a lot of yoga.
So oh, are you training to do like...
Look at how muscular she looks. Doesn't she look great? She's all fit. I don't know how she's been indoors, but she looks more tan.
She's on the juice.
She's on the juice.
Steroid injections.
Don't tell my secrets.
Steroids every day.
I love it. Well, how has transitioning into another career been for you?
It's interesting. I actually just canceled a shoot 2 minutes ago because I decided to stop performing hardcore boy-girl scenes about a month ago, and then I moved myself into this full-time yoga teacher training, so that's what I've been doing 40 hours a week, and I haven't had to do anything 40 hours a week in about 6 years. So this has been really occupying my time, and it feels like walking through a door and then falling down a hill, because I'm like, it's cool, we're just not taking dick on camera, and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to be naked on camera. In fact, I don't want to be on camera at all. And I don't think I want to fuck this guy for my site. And I don't think I want to fuck this girl for my site. And before you know it, I don't know how I'm going to do anything because the whole industry is just basically like, no, I don't want to do that. No,
it was really cute when you confessed to me that I'm the only one on your guest list.
Yeah, Ash is
but
the only one on my guest list.
One right next to you.
I think I would add her. I love girls. You could probably get me to do a girl scene.
Right. I got a camera.
Live in action. On there, right?
Exactly.
You could do more. Scenes of me in retirement than like
it's true.
Ash, I think you.
Me
I think
out of retirement.
Thinking, she's like an exclusive Julie Land girl now.
We should do them two together, and then you can do like color commentary.
Yes.
Okay. Ash, you know, be like, oh, Tiffany's going for the pussy.
Here I know she's a digging new deep. Girl.
I want it to sound like a golf game.
Shh, quiet. She's quiet. Oh, it's a hole in one.
Four.
So.
Oh wait, it's a hole in two. The crowd goes wild. Oh my goodness. So what have you been up to, my dear?
I just moved to Highland Park, so that was fun to be moving out of the valley.
Every single area.
You probably feel like so much better.
So relieved. Stephen St. Croix came to visit me yesterday. Like what's weird is the minute that I moved, everyone's visiting me, like the guy I lost my virginity to, like wrote me and he's like, I live in Highland Park too. And I was like, that's so crazy. Yeah, like all these people, because I was on Facebook under my civilian stuff and I posted that I was living in Highland Park now, and it was crazy, like six different people from my life from high school wrote to me and said, I live there too. That's crazy that we all ended up in the same place. So so that's been
Destiny.
Interesting. But also since I've been there, people have been coming to visit me more. So it was like Stephen St. Croix came to visit me yesterday. We went to the York and we were doing like day drinking and just like hanging out and touring the neighborhood, and afterwards he was like,
there's so much day drinking in these areas.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, Hollywood, downtown, Echo Park, Silver Lake, all of that. And it's all a young crowd, so it's really fun to go.
Yeah.
Sunday Fun Day is like an actual weekly celebration, especially in the summer with all the pool parties.
I used to do that a lot, have afternoon stop at a bar on the way home around 3-4 o'clock, start drinking, come home drunk. But it's cool, is like then you sober up about 9 o'clock.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Uber is such a magical thing for day drinking. Oh my God, I love Uber.
Well, also, it's for me, the big transition was because I came from New York. So I was used to being able to walk everywhere, take a bus everywhere. Like, and there's that feeling of just being in your own little village, you know, so being in Bed-Stuy or being in Williamsburg or whatever. Everything I need to do in the day, I could do by walking to it. And then I could jump on the subway to go do business in Manhattan, go work. And So it's been cool to be back in that situation where everything I can do, I can walk or bike to it, like all the, and it's, for me, it's a really big deal to be able to go to a bar and hang out with people and be invested in getting to know them, because you know that they all live within two blocks of you, and so you're going to see them again. It's not like trying to go out clubbing where it's like, why bother getting to know anybody, because you're never going to see them again, right. Or even in the Valley, like, right. Why bother getting to know that person at Starbucks, because
are you,
you'll never see them again.
Have you met your neighbors yet?
Yeah. What was really cool is I live in a duplex that's like 16 units. It's right. Like four on the bottom, four on the top, and they face each other. And the second day I was there, it was very quiet and whatever. And then as soon as it got dark, it got really loud outside. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I go outside and it's like everyone had come home from work. And it's like families, kids, whatever. And they all stand out on their balconies or in the driveway and they all just talk.
Oh, they all catch up.
And they're all standing outside my door. And so I came out. And they're like, hi, like, I'm Miguel, I'm Rafael, I'm, you know, like, I, like all this stuff. And they're like, hola, your dog. And
you're describing my own personal hell.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Because it's this feeling of like I go out walking and I was.
It's like that downtown for us, too. There's so many bars right down, you know, under our buildings and stuff. So we run into our neighbors constantly. We all know each other. Tiffany actually has a really funny story about her neighbors trying to reach out to her.
I've been having all types of problems with my neighbors lately. So last night I come home at like 2 a.m. and some guy like slipped a note under my door that's like, hey, I'd really like to smoke a bowl with you and get to know you better, and his number and his name, but the name doesn't ring a bell.
That was me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the creepiest thing I've ever heard show up at somebody's door. Dave Navarro once told me a story of a fan who left a painting outside of his door, his own personal apartment, and he looked at it closer and it looked like it may have been painted in blood.
Mm. I had a girl leave cookies out by my car for me a long time ago. But it was spooky because I didn't want to eat them because I didn't know what she had in them.
No, you two have really unique looks, and this has been happening to me a lot lately. And I was just in Vegas with Lexi Bell.
Me and Dick?
And no, you and Sovereign. Do you two have problems getting recognized in the areas that you live because they are so social? There's a lot of people around, and you all have very unique looks.
No one actually recognizes me ever. I don't think I've ever been stopped and have someone say, "Oh my God, are you Tiffany Tyler?" I get it.
Maybe it's happened to me. I've been in 3 years. It's happened to me maybe 10 or 15 times, and it's usually just someone goes, which is. Usually it's just someone, like, how I know is they'll come up to me and they'll be like, oh, you look just like your pictures.
It's
like,
creepy.
Which is like, but it's consistently like the same thing. So I feel like, I think it's kind of cool. It's sort of like this, like a socially polite way to say, I've seen your movies. Yeah. Like, I know who you are.
I jerk off to you.
But it's this, but it's because like, it's just interesting that everyone, it's like 100th Monkey. It's like without, without connecting to each other, they figured out like this is the polite way to say I recognize you from porn movies is to go like, oh, you look just
my
like your
pictures. My stories are completely different. Like, completely. I think you were with me for one of them.
Oh, I've been with
Ash.
Ash gets recognized all the time, and then people will look at me and be like, isn't she in that movie? And I just, you know.
We were sitting in Hollywood. This was one of the reasons why I moved out of Hollywood was the frequency of which I was getting recognized. I caused a car accident one day walking my dog down the street because this guy leans out his window and goes, Ash Hollywood! And I just turned around and walked my dog back home and went like put my head down. I'm like, I have no idea what just happened. And wow. I used to go to this little cantina right around the corner from my house.
In the second.
And she was with me. We were day drinking and having margaritas. Mm-hmm. And the waiter comes out to bring out our food and he goes to me, oh, I recognize your tattoos. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, dude. And he's like, you were in that one movie with those two guys. And she goes, Spider-Man. It was Spider-Man, okay? And he's like, yeah. No, Spider-Man. Okay, and he was just really embarrassed and walked away because he could tell she was frustrated. But it's like, come on, man. Like,
but
I'm sitting here trying
frustrated.
To eat.
I'm
and there's been
frustrated.
Times downtown where I'm drinking at the bar and somebody will sneak a photo of me, like, you know, do the whole thing where they're holding their phone up like they're trying to text, but you can tell it's a photo. And I'll say, like, come here. Like, that's rude. You should just ask me for a picture because then I would give you one.
I do that all the time.
But when I was in Vegas with Lexi Bell, children are inappropriately out late, like way inappropriately out late in Vegas. And so it's around like 11 o'clock. We're getting ready to go out to a club. And this guy stops Lexi and he's obviously with his wife and child. And he's like, oh my God, you're Lexi. Could I please have a picture with you? And his 7-year-old daughter is going, Daddy, who is that? And I'm trying to hold it together as
oh
the wife
God.
Is taking a photo.
Oh
and
my
I'm just
God.
Dying.
But she... I've seen weirder things than that happen, but
we also had this guy walk by us and rudely stare at us and then walk back and come up and ask us, are you escorts? And I go, no. And he goes, well, you're really cute. And I was like, well, thanks for the backhanded fucking compliment, but get out of my face.
Should have taken his money and ran.
See, he didn't have any money. He was a total bro.
I actually have done this in Vegas before. I have taken a guy's money and ran.
That was my money. Aww. That was you? Oh, my God.
He thought he gambled it away. I had him convinced. You ruined the lie.
The only people that recognize me are the people I owe money to. It's kind of sad.
That's not good.
I know.
That's like a hit.
I'm also like, I don't know. I feel like I'm really low key. A lot of people have told me that they don't recognize me out of makeup.
Yeah.
So that's like,
and they always put so much horror makeup on us.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. No, I actually, here's a rant and rave. I think I might be the only girl in porn that prefers to do my own hair and makeup for shoots.
I frequently
will ask if I can do it.
I do it as well. There's very few makeup artists I let touch me.
Yeah, I got in a fight. I was just shooting for Reality Kings in Florida, and me and the makeup artist got in a fight. She was like,
they
I can't handle
like
this passive aggressive, da 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 da. And
I said,
I just don't like the makeup, and you're making me feel uncomfortable. Like, I need to look beautiful.
But I was going to say, you're funny, is that because, first of all, the makeup artist, the talent level in porn is not all that great. You know, mm-hmm. makeup artists in porn, these are girls who can't get jobs in the real industry. Yeah, so what happens is their talent is not all that great. So, I mean, I would say there's like three, maybe four good makeup artists in the adult industry. And I'm talking here in LA. Now you go to Florida and stuff like that, I can only imagine how bad they are.
It's just some of those things where I know my own face and I know how I feel comfortable. Right. And so me and the girl got in a fight because I was like, you did my makeup yesterday and I hated it and I got to set and I took it off. And I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. And I have to feel like I look beautiful or I can't do a good job. Right. And so your job is to make me good at my job. That's her job, you know, and she's like we got in this fight, but eventually she kind of like was able to work through it. Right. I was like, I'm not saying you're bad. What I'm saying is like what you did, like what you thought was sexy for me made me feel uncomfortable. Totally confident that if you just listen to me, you can do what
everybody takes that stuff personal, and it's really hard. And it's hard.
It is hard.
We all don't like to be criticized like that. But at the same time, like you said, I'm there to do a job, and I want to look good. I want to feel good.
I mean, I understand.
I just have to feel comfortable if I can't work.
I understand the need for a job, too. Like, I'm never going to take a paycheck away from a makeup artist if she's making money off of doing my face. But I will tell the director, like, hey, I need a quick 20 minutes while I'm prepping for everything else, and I'm just going to fix my makeup a little bit.
I've just gotten really fussy after a while. Like, you have a face structure sort of like mine where you can't just do the standard porno makeup and make it look good. I look like a tranny if they do the standard thick eyeliner, huge lashes. It just doesn't work. So it took me a while to figure out exactly what wasn't working, but I just get very, very fussy now about how they do my makeup.
And if
they
don't tell them no eyeshadow. That's what I do. Because I figured out that's how they
put the eyeliner. Don't do it with a pencil. Do it with a whatever brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where they fuck up.
Do you guys have anything else you want to rant about?
She reminded me of something and then I forgot.
Stoner problems.
Stoner problems.
How do you guys feel about the new girls coming in? I mean, it's that time of year where it's just a wave of 18-year-olds. Have you had to encounter any of them?
You know, this is not in the industry, but I just fucked my first 90s baby.
Continue.
I'm just still like, oh shit, 1990?
Tiffany, killing me.
If they don't remember Tupac dying, they might be too young for you.
I think he remembers if they, Tupac
they don't even know who
dying,
Tupac is.
I saw a really funny online quote that Tiffany would really enjoy. So Tupac's been dead for 18 years and still makes a comeback, but you can't even answer a text message? Fuck you.
Tiffany.
I've got to get really comfortable lately asking questions 3 to 6 times.
Well, girls, where do we find you to see more about you and your crazy antics and possibly link up for a drink now that you guys all know where the fuck we live?
You can find me at Twitter as a sovereign underscore sire. So it's SOVEREIGN_SYRE.
She just reminded me what she'd reminded me of earlier. Have you ever had a fan send you a picture that they nutted on?
No.
They've sent me pictures of a picture that they've nutted on.
I've gotten literal 8x10s with nut all over it.
I've told fans the only fan art I want is like a tattoo that's permanently in their skin.
Well, then
I have,
and I have three. I have three of them. I have three of them. I have pictures.
High five.
Here's a good one that is on yesterday's Mo podcast. A lecturer went around and told guys, if you're gonna nut, while drinking. You have to nut into black on a black towel. So all these guys are sending her pictures of black towels with nut on it, and she's getting this massive collection of photos with towels with. And it's like the funniest thing, but it's That's smart. But all great. These guys are like trying to make her happy. So here's the picture. So
go minions, go.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of my minions, Ashaholics, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. There will be more Ashaholics coming to you soon. Don't worry, I know it's a serious addiction. We forgot to put the Surgeon General's warning on it, but we will be back. Bye.